This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
They're killing people, and they think it's funny. And now they're gearing up for even more devastating attacks. I mean, this is life and death. They don't just rule over us and rob us. They want to kill us. So I got so upset last hour that I'm just beyond it. Angry right now, and because I sit here and I read these documents, and I've just got, and I need to get to them, and we are. This stuff is already public. Like everyone should have this. Everybody should know all this, and I have to beg people to care because they've instilled in us such incredible selfishness. But it's beyond selfishness. It's like if you've ever been to the part of the country where nobody hunts deer and they're just walking right up to you. Now, you go to part of the country, people hunt them, the deer are hard to find. There are a lot of them there if they're hiding or they're out at night. See, people are domesticated. It's like pigs. A normal pig come right up to you, pat it on the head, even though you're going to be eating it in a week. It's bacon and ham and sausage. But you take hogs just in one or two generations. They have a couple litters a year. And they got long hair and big old tusks and are crazy and just meaner than hell. Well, you shoot one of the hogs now and you don't get to it right away, the other hogs eat it live. They eat it. They turn right on themselves, just eat it. And the globalists have created domesticated population. But they don't really need you for anything anymore. They don't want you to have a swimming pool and go to college and have kids and go to church. They want you dead. And they have no respect for you because you won't admit they're doing it. I don't want their respect. I want them out of my life. I want them to go away. But they tried to hire me. They respect me. And they say, the public's too dumb. You don't understand how dangerous they are. They've got to be gotten rid of. And in a way, that's true because the general public will become more and more evil like the globalists are. They're the biggest spoiled brats. They just know how stuff works. So, you're right. All this milk and honey's made people evil and lazy, and the globalists are the manifestation of that, looking at itself in the mirror, saying, we got to get rid of these people because they're going to eat us alive. Morality is what we need. Being good and honorable. And Lord knows I'm not perfect. Man, I've been around the block a lot, okay? But I know what's right. And I've gotten better and better as I get older. But with these globalists, they get worse and worse and worse. Fine wine gets better over time. Milk rots. And these globalists are like 20-year-old milk carton in the refrigerator. It's as hard as a rock. You open it up, it stinks. All right, I'm done with the metaphors. I'm going to try to get my mind together. It's hard to read this stuff and know it all and then like come back and talk about it again because I'm upset, okay? And because there's like 10 groups at least, prestigious groups that have looked at the numbers and say, depending on how you cut it, 17 to 23 million dead, and it just keeps going up from the damn shot. And again, you could say, I don't care. Those are mothers and fathers and sons and daughters. They have families. But you understand how that weighs down on the culture? And do you understand that the medical system is being weaponized to know what's going on and extract it, and the good nurses and doctors get out, and they bring in bad ones that'll do even worse stuff? This was a dry run for the big one. A dry run for the big one. Nuclear war, you can say, is hypothetical, even though it's a serious danger. But they already did this, and they are openly bragging how they're going to do it, and they've got all these movies out about how great it is when they kill all of us. And I mean, folks, do you really want to die? I mean, do you understand this is going on, right? And look, I know our general audience gets that, And you can say this is gloom and doom. No, it's not. This is going on, okay? It's positive we're on air. It's positive we're reaching a lot of people. And we've got to do it like our lives depend on it because they do. Okay, I'm going to zen out. I had a big brainstorm before the show, and I'm going to get together. But I mean, it's your own government.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going to lay out the most important information happening on our planet today, hands down, right now. Today I did another deep dive collating the 10 that I know of. Major respected consortiums of academics, scientists, top statisticians, insurance company, actuarialists, the top names in the insurance company, figuratively, say there's 20 plus million dead from the COVID shots. The low number 17 mil and growing. All right. Now, because of New Zealand, it's the only country where we have the insider over the national database. One guy was over it, and he integrated it in with the shot database and then the morbidity database, and it was people taking the shot that were dying. Now, you could see it's happening. If everybody goes to a party and drinks the iced tea and everybody gets deathly ill, people look at their blood test and they say, yes, somebody put arsenic in the tea. Or if everybody dies, you test the tea and it's cyanide. You know, like everybody dies, the police go, test all this food, test this. And they go, yes, sir. It's, you know, they put gloves on, mask on, they go test it. Yeah, it's cyanide. So you don't even need to be a pathologist to know we had record deaths after the shots. It's the shots, not during COVID, the first year. But now we have the numbers from New Zealand. They're hiding them everywhere else, of the specific morbidity charts and the names versus the database of who took the shot. All in one database, because they're tracking you. And the statistician people, you know, the expert, they start crying because it's like, what? And then the government's battle to cover it up, because they're all singing to the WEF UN sheet of music. So thank God to Barry Young, who they're prosecuting. Trying to put him in prison for a decade for not releasing any names. He blacked those out, but he released the database, and now they want to put him in prison. So think about that level of evil. Where are the big demonstrations to support him? The guy deserves a Medal of Honor. Because in a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. So I'm not going to play the longer Brett Weinstein clip on Tucker, but the short one where he just talks about this. Then I'm going to show you some documents, and then I'm going to go in to these breakdowns by these scientists. And we did talk to the scientist. He's going to be on the show either tomorrow or Tuesday, Dennis Rancourt, to help put this international team together and put out this report. That's all the raw government statistics around the world So that's just the synopsis. It's got links to other reports and breakdowns, and everything's bibliographed. All, it's two-sided pages here, and it's the same damn signature all across the world. You know, I need to be a pathologist that if I walk up to you or somebody walks up to you and hits you full power with a hatchet in the carotid artery, that you're probably going to die? And then somebody hits you in the neck with a hatchet and cuts your carotid artery, hits the other one, you fall down, you're dead, and then they're like, you're not a doctor, you can't say he's dead, you don't know. But we do have the doctors now, and we have the government databases. They did it. You watch a car run off a cliff and blow up in flames at the bottom with people in it, you know they're dead. But we have the actual pathology reports. We have everything. We have them. And then people are like, man, aren't you happy? If your poor everybody really thinks you're cool. I mean, I guess it's great that I go to a restaurant or I go to the grocery store and thank you. It's like half the people. It's like Fight Club. Oh, great job. We're with you. We know they're all criminals. What are we going to do? But I mean, so yeah, it's good people are waking up. But listen, I don't care about that. I want to stop them murdering my family. And I care about yours, too. But I'll tell you, I'm sitting there talking and playing board games with my 6.5-year-old daughter today. And she's so sweet and innocent, and I just keep thinking about Bill Gates. And I'm just like, I'm like a caged tiger. Like, what am I going to do? I mean, I'm just waiting for them to release another weapon, and he says it's imminent, starts laughing on TV about it. But we're taught to bow to authority, so it's like, well, he's the guy on TV, and the Justice Department, they're just. No, they're a bunch of criminals at the top, smuggling children into the country to do everything you can imagine to. I mean, we're rotten, folks, at the top. We're decadent. We're as evil as anything ever walked on this earth, okay? And now you wonder why we're getting total bondage and mass death. That's what crazy people do, because here's the problem about evil. Skip the break. If you study cycles, bad times make strong men, and you know the story. Bad times make strong men, strong men make good times. Good times make weak men make bad times. If you study history, you know that. But the cycles just go on for hundreds of years sometimes, usually about 88. And they're super cycles. But you can have some dictator that just wants a monopoly in power, maybe wants to take over nearby country, but still wants prosperity. And then they get their spoiled, rotten group under them gets in power, and then another, and then a psycho group. And then if there were older people in the establishment or old groups that didn't want to kill everybody, but because they're corrupt, they leave the corruption in place. So more evil people than them take over, and it's a synthesis, like panning for gold, but they're panning for evil. You go down the river and you pan the silt and find little pieces of gold. No, evil and corruption and allowing corruption to grow is a synthesis that then gives you the purest, most psychotic killers you could ever have. And so that's why, at the end of a decadent cycle, they'll launch giant wars, they'll cut the food off, they'll just burn down their own city to kill the poor, they'll start murdering everybody, they'll order the firstborn killed, they'll erect temples and order children burned alive, because that's what they like to do. Because we didn't restrain them. So, what do pagans do? They have human sacrifice. What do pagans do? They don't value children. What does Western civilization and Christianity do? Value children. All right, I'm done explaining it. Let's go to the Weinstein clip. And the point is, this is all coming out. And then he went further in a clip we already played and said, the UN's got a world treaty with Big Pharma to shut everybody down and totally take over. And basically, it's impossible to overstate this. Obviously, they're getting ready to release something else again, and it's going to be just as bad or worse. Yeah, exactly. And you have to come to that understanding, because they're saying they're about to do it and giggling and laughing. All right, here's Weinstein.
There was I was recently at a conference in Romania on the COVID crisis, and so there was a lot of work trying to unpack what we actually understand, and I saw a credible estimate of something like 17 million deaths globally from this technology. So
17 million deaths from the COVID vax?
Well, when you scale up to billions, it's not hard to reach a number like that with a technology this dangerous. Now, to your deeper question, I think let's steel man.
So just for perspective, I mean, that's like the death toll of a global war.
Yes, absolutely. This is a great tragedy of history. So that proportion. And amazingly, there is no way in which it's over. I mean, we are still apparently recommending these things for healthy children. Never stood any chance of getting any benefit from them. Every chance of suffering harms that are not only serious, but tragic on the basis that children have long lives ahead of them. If you ruin a child's immune system in youth, they have to spend the rest of their presumably shortened life in that state. So never made any sense that we were giving this to kids in the first place. The fact that we're still doing it when the emergency, to the extent there even was one, is clearly over. And when there's never been any proper justification of administering it to healthy kids, it just, you know, healthy kids don't die of COVID.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And I would argue that it's not completely understood. I would argue that it's far from completely understood. But this is what the pattern looks like by month. So we're looking at mortality by month in France. And if you integrate by year, by cycle year, around each winter, from summer to summer in France, it looks like this. So there can be an intense winter followed by a lower winter and so on. And the pattern looks like that. So since the end of the Second World War, mortality on a population basis has been decreasing mostly. And it's typically 1% of the population that dies in a given year. So this is the kind of data we're going to deal with. And that last year is the first year of the so-called pandemic. And now if we go to the USA to give another example, I can do all-cause mortality. This is by year now for a particular age group. This is the 15 to 24-year-old age group, and I've separated into male and female, so you've got the two colors there. And this graph allows us to illustrate what you can see when you measure mortality, which is a hard figure. Nobody can tell you that the government didn't count the deaths correctly, because they're very serious about counting deaths. And it's a legalistic process. And so this is hard data. And this is what you see. You see that there was an event in 1918. That event was recovered by the CDC and called the Spanish flu. I know, and there are several scientific articles that show, that this was not a viral respiratory disease. No one over 50 years old died in that huge peak of mortality. Only young adults and families and teenagers died in that peak. And, you know, the rich didn't die in that period. So that was 1918. And then in the United States, you have something called the Great Depression, huge economic collapse, followed by an economic-related, the Dust Bowl, which was an environmental catastrophe, partly. And those were the big hardships, recent hardships in the USA. And you can see the mortality there in both men and women in those periods. Then in the Second World War, you see that men have a mortality, whereas women do not. And I think we all understand why. And in the Vietnam War period, you can see that there's a hump in mortality for the men. This is what you can see in all-cause mortality. And so, in conclusion, I've been studying all-cause mortality extensively in more than 100 countries on all the continents except Antarctica, obviously, and in great detail by unit time, by week, by day, by month, by age group, by sex. And I can tell you that the only thing you can see in all-cause mortality data are the following things. Seasonal variations, like I explained. A maximum in the winter, and in the southern hemisphere, it's reversed. Their winter is our summer. That's when they have a maximum of mortality. In the equatorial region, there is no seasonal variation in mortality. There's no spikes. It's a flat line. So there's seasonal variation that follows the hemispheres. You can see wars, like I mentioned. You can see economic collapses, huge economic collapses that affect populations. You can see summer heat waves in northern latitudes that are not used to having a very hot period in the summer. That kills people, sometimes because they fall down the stairs when it's really hot. But it kills people, and you can see a peak that lasts about a week in one of these hot spells. You can see earthquakes right away. You see the earthquake. People get crushed by buildings. You count the dead, and you see a peak due to earthquakes. But we do not see or detect any of the CDC-claimed pandemics that occurred in 1957-58, 68, 2009, Those pandemics, those so-called pandemics, do not give rise to any excess all-cause mortality that can be detected in any jurisdiction and or by any means. Excess death cannot be detected on the national or state scale for these so-called pandemics. So they did not cause excess death, whatever they are. And then you have, I explained 1918, then we have the COVID period. And in the COVID period, there was a huge assault. There were many, a multi-pronged assault against people, vulnerable people in many different jurisdictions. So depending on what the state did before they brought in the vaccines, I'll talk about the vaccines as well, but depending on what the states did, they caused excess mortality, sometimes huge amounts of it, and I'll show you examples of that. So, first I want to tell you that something just happened socially as part of the propaganda, which is that the Nobel Prize was awarded for this so-called vaccine. And I want to show you how absurd this is, because all the politicians that were supporting this were claiming that tens of millions of lives were saved by the vaccine, this magical vaccine for which we had given the Nobel Prize. Well, we looked at that. We looked at the basis for that claim. And the basis for the claim is an article that appeared in Lancet Infectious Diseases in 2022 by Watson et al. And they claim that between 14 and 19 million lives were saved. So we, as physicists, as scientists, we said, okay, if that's what you're claiming, let's calculate and see what that would look like on the scale of all-cause mortality by time. And so let's start somewhere, and let's go to Canada, and we see the seasonal cycle. So this is all-cause mortality on a scale that starts at zero. And let's look at the seasonal variation. That vertical line is the declaration of the pandemic. The very first peak you see in blue there is Canada killing elderly people and vulnerable people in hospitals and in care homes because of the aggressive initial treatments because they were concerned about this so-called pandemic. And this happened in many hot spots in Western countries, but it did not happen in any of the Eastern European countries or in Russia. So depending on the country, depending on what they did, that's the thing. It did not happen in Germany where they were not doing this.
By the way, pause.
Then we go.
Yeah, and again, that was the bounty in the key countries, the $53,000 adjusted to every currency. It's equivalent to $53,000, all battle planned perfectly, to then murder them with the ventilators, the remdesivir, and the rest of it, while locking the families out so they could commit the murders. And in places like New York and leftist hotspots, L.A., it would be only a few of the big hospitals where all the deaths happened. Because the little ones and stuff weren't going to murder people. They didn't have nurses and doctors that wanted to kill people and get the $53,000. So that's why I said there's hotspot cities and then hotspots within those all over the world where they ran the operation. But we're going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and then he gets into the new numbers. So he's showing you the graph of wars and all the rest of it, and then you see what happens when the shots start. So there's a big bump, but nothing compared to the bigger bump coming when they first murder the old people and lock people out of the nursing homes. Then it goes along for the rest of the year, nothing happens, and then the shots start, boom, in every country, straight up death curve. He's gonna go to that. And again, this is just unbelievable evil. And if you're not outraged by this, not just for the dead and what they did, but because they're gonna do it again, and they're licking their sick lips while they talk about it. I mean, it'd be like if somebody pulled up my office and was walking around it with a 50-gallon gas can dumping gasoline. I'd go out and put a gun to their head and say, don't light a match and call the police. Well, I mean, they're literally pouring gasoline on all of us, laughing and giggling right now, and they're pulling out a pack of matches, saying, I'm going to light this. And I'm like, no, you're not. No, you're not, you scum, you psychos. This isn't 12 Monkeys where a guy fictitiously, you know, in a movie, puts a bioweapon in a airport. This is really going on. They put it in the shots. They inject it in your body. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, T-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Cue the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help.
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I'm going to play like 18 more minutes of this. There's like a 12-minute piece. I think we've got time to get in. If not, I'm going to ask Chase to play it, start his show Sunday Live. It goes from 6 to 8 p.m. Central. And I'll be covering all this tomorrow because it's 100% clear. And a lot of the really big, smart people agree it's going down. So, I mean, I'm trying to save my life and my family's life and your life, too. We're all this together. And I wish this wasn't true. So after I play this longer clip, though, I'm going to play Yuval Noah Harari bragging about how great the pandemic was to cut carbon. That means cut people. And now it's going to train us to not have money and not be able to travel. And they're all saying it, New York Times and The Guardian. It's just they think you're stupid, and they sit there and brag about it. How they control our governments, how they control half the cabinets of the world, and Larry Fink prancing around. They hate you, okay? They hate me. They hate my children. My children! So stand up for yourselves, damn it. Make this information number one. And it's becoming that. We're going to beat them. I'll tell you why I'm really fired up. We got a good chance of beating them. We got a good chance, folks. But we've killed so many of our own babies and done so much stuff. God has given us a chance to turn this around. And if we don't do it, God's going to say, fine, and he's going to let them kill us. And I guess the bad stuff I did will come back on me. Because I killed my children. I didn't understand it. I repented of it when I was young. But I was involved in abortions. And God, I imagine those kids, I'd fight and die for them so much right now. I love my children so much. And I can't believe I did that. And now they're just going to take more away. You don't know how to do that to you? You think it's funny? And you know, the sick part of me, though, at least all these leftists are going to die. But tell them the ones taking the shots dying anyways. Let's just go back to the report. Here it is. The computer has been freezing up today when it rains the pores.
And this happened in many hot spots in Western countries, but it did not happen in any of the Eastern European countries or in Russia. So depending on the country, depending on what they did, that's the thing. It did not happen in Germany where they were not doing this. Okay. Then we go on and we bring in the vaccines, and they are claiming that this vaccine, which is the number of vaccines is that gray curve, that's the cumulative vaccine doses being given in Canada. And what you see is they're claiming that, thank God we brought in the vaccines at that time, because otherwise we would have had the mortality in red there. They're claiming that their vaccine saved us from having the mortality in red, that they calculated. They're claiming that there would have been mortality like we've never seen in the history of a human society, and that thank God this vaccine came at just the time when there would have been this incredible mortality and saved us and brought down the mortality to basically the same level we've always had. That's what the vaccine did. Not halfway down, not somewhere in between, but just brought things down. This is the magic of the vaccine that is explained by the magic of mathematical models written by bought-out scientists working for bought-out politicians. So it is not true. The vaccine did not save lives. In fact, and I'll show Romania, I'll skip some slides. This is Canada again, but instead of showing raw all-cause mortality, we've corrected the mortality to show only the excess of mortality. And therefore, you have a flat baseline until the pandemic, and then you can see the excesses that occur at various times, depending on what the government was doing, and again, the curve of predicted saved lives. Now we can do this. We can do this in the United States. The United States was a country that have many more vulnerable people health-wise than Canada, and treated them very aggressively. So the baseline, if you like, excess all-cause mortality in blue there, has huge features which you do not see in Canada. And this is a very strange virus that we're dealing with here, because it carries a passport. It refused to cross from the U.S. into Canada, despite the fact that it's thousands of kilometers of the two biggest exchange partners, you know, on the continent. The vaccine was not crossing borders. It didn't cross initially into Germany. When we draw maps of intensity of excess mortality, we see that the vaccine has definite passports depending on jurisdiction. In other words, this was not a spreading viral respiratory disease. Our conclusion from studying all the all-cause mortality, I'll tell you our conclusion before we get there, is that this hard data, contradicts the idea that there was a particularly virulent pathogen that came onto the planet and that spread and that caused havoc by itself. Instead, what we see is that everywhere that there is excess mortality, you can understand it in terms of the incredible aggressive treatments that were done and the vaccines, which you can quantify. I gave you the conclusion ahead of time. I'm skipping ahead a bit. But no matter. This is what Europe looks like. Overall, Europe, or the countries that we were able to include here, it looks quite similar to the U.S., the situation in the U.S. Now, let me show you Romania. In Romania, there is no excess mortality at the beginning, right after the pandemic is announced. That just is a feature of hotspots in the Western European countries. But then there is a massive excess peak that starts. We're going to talk about that a little bit more because I'm starting to understand that as I talk to people who know more about Romania. And then the vaccines are rolled out, and I know that Romanians didn't get vaccinated as maybe as much as others, but still, the claim in this theoretical paper is that the excess mortality would have been that red line if there had not been the vaccines. But what I see when I look at that pattern is that there's a peak right when you start rolling out the vaccines, then there's a really large peak when you roll them out again. And then you see that last peak there is directly associated to the booster doses that were given. So I'm going to look at that in some detail at the end.
I'm going to pause. I just want to back this up because I know this backwards and forwards. You can look this up yourself. And it's directly related. As people stop taking as much, it goes down again. But what the experts predicted was when you got the second and third, it would turbocharge it because it has an amplifying effect. Okay, so it all fits perfectly. Continue.
Mortality, not this theoretical red line stuff of what theorists are telling us, but coming back to the hard data, this is what it looks like in the United States. So on the bottom, you have all-cause mortality by month. You have the vertical line in each graph that shows the announcement of the pandemic. And mysteriously, at the announcement of the pandemic, there are hotspots synchronously at the same time in hotspots around the world where there's this huge initial peak of mortality. I was the first to write an article about that and to point out that normally viruses do not follow political directives. And they don't, so it has to be something else. And also there's no evidence that there was spread in this feature. It happens synchronously in the whole northern hemisphere, for example. And there's no evidence that it then spread. It was localized. It stayed there. And it was due mostly to extremely aggressive medical treatments because the medical teams were told, they were propagandized, that there was this horrible virulent thing that was just going to come down on us, and now we've just announced it's a pandemic. So they had a license to try whatever help they could give, and sometimes they prescribed too much, they intubed people with mechanical respirators, a ghastly thing to do, and the places that did this most aggressively, these treatments, and we can follow that in our data, had the largest peaks of this type. Northern Italy, even Stockholm was, you know, protecting the elderly especially, and they had a peak like that. And New York City, obviously, is well known. So this is mainly the New York City peak that you see in the U.S. data here. Then the curve in the middle is all-cause mortality again, but by week now, a finer time resolution, so you can see more of the details. And the curve on top is a blow-up of that. And what you see for the first time in recorded history in the U.S. in the mortality history is peaks occurring in mid-summer in the United States.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Xtendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Much more violent than others. In Peru, they hired 10,000, they called in 10,000 military reservists right away to go and find all the people that could be found that would test positive for COVID, and they would extract them from their families, no matter how old they were, and isolate them. And there's a huge mortality peak in Peru as a result of that practice. So there was aggression. It caused psychological stress and social isolation, and scientifically, that is known to depress the immune system dramatically. This is very well established. It's a whole area of science to study this relationship with stress. And so therefore, you have that reduction in the immune system, and so you are more vulnerable to every kind of infection. And when you have, in a large population, depressed immunity, one of the organs that's most susceptible to immediately being infected is the lungs, because you already have an entire ecosystem of bacteria and everything in your own mouth and in your respiratory tract, and many of those can become quite dangerous to your lungs. So you get bacterial pneumonia. And my time's up, and I didn't even get to the vaccines or Romania, so I'll just show you the Romania data, okay? So, again, this is years of work, more than 30 scientific reports about science related to COVID that you could find on my various websites, on our websites, and the one.
All right, let's stop right there. I've decided, Chase Geiser is here ready to come in the next 2 hours, but I've decided to host into the next hour until this is all complete. I got a lot that I haven't hit. And it'll just be the same feed, Infowars.com/show. The feed at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Some radio stations don't carry Sunday Night Live. And we love those stations. Please support them. But if they don't cover the 6 to 8 o'clock Sunday show, everybody needs to go find this at Real Alex Jones and at Infowars.com. I'll actually have all these videos posted in the live show feed. There's a bunch I haven't gotten to. And you can go to Real Alex Jones and find my post on Twitter, formerly Twitter X, and share this, okay? So the one reason I'm so mad is I spent a lot of time yesterday, even though we had the live debate, after the debate, watching this, and this morning. And I've learned to control my anger, but this is the first time in many years I'm, like, completely pissed off right now. So, but that's a normal response, folks. But we don't want to just be angry. We want to expose these murderers and stop them from doing it again. And that's a whole other area of discussion. You've seen them. They're running around, giggling, laughing. Ha, 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 new pandemic's coming. Much worse. This one's going to hit the children. Watch, it will. And then the shot will hit them even worse. And then they'll say, oh, it's the disease doing it. Oh, COVID's causing heart attacks. Didn't do it the first year. The minute the shots come in, it does. All right? Now, he did a really good job in a nice 10-minute synopsis. We'll play at the start of the next hour to the press, where he just boiled it all down into 10 minutes. That's really the most powerful video. But for some reason, I didn't send it to him, so we didn't play that first. But he continues on through here. There were several days of this that Brett Weinstein went to and others went to, and they checked all the data. It's all there. Like I said, there's 9 other major groups I know of that have put out basically the same data. But the numbers are usually even higher. This is a very conservative. We're talking 20-plus million dead, okay? And it's continuing, okay? So most people die in the first month. Okay, that's the most dramatic, or that's the highest spike. But actually, the majority of the death comes in the next year, and we don't know further out. We're almost 3 years into this, okay, of the shots, 4 years into the release of it, as we speak. This is it. This is the decision to kill everybody. Again, most people have a psychological defense mechanism. This is not a Netflix show. This is not 12 Monkeys. This is not entertainment. And I have no fear risking my life to do this. And it's not because I'm a hero. I have no fear because we're all dead. Most of us are dead under this plan. The only chance we have is fighting this. And that, people need to understand that. That's why when people call and say, you're a hero, I shut them down. Because that's not what this is. This is survival instinct, okay? This is normal. This is the normal response, okay? And speaking of that, the crew is reminding me, because when I don't plug, we're going to be shut down. We need funds to continue to operate. I told you we'll stay on air. I told you we're going to win. I told you we've got a plan. I told you it's working. And they said, no, he's being shut down, billions of dollars, all that crap. None of that's going to happen as long as you support us, all right? And then you also saw the dual lie that Jones has $400 million in court, no documents, no evidence, financial expert, never saw our books. We could not respond in Texas or Connecticut when they put these people on the stand to say Jones has $400 million. Now you pull up Alex Jones' bankruptcy. It's like, well, outside accounting firms looked at it, and Jones made $3 million a year and paid half of it in taxes. And then the money I had was for infrastructure, lawyers. I got a nice house, decent car. I mean, I'm wearing, eight-year-old shirts. I don't do this for money. I do this for liberty and freedom, but I need money to fight. So now it's $4 million in the hole. I was $3 million a few months ago. I'm $4 million in the hole personally because the judge in the bankruptcy thing makes me pay half the legal bills of free speech. But that's all coming to an end, the judge said, in February. Okay? So... And they still not increase my pay. I'm paid $600,000 a year by free. And I'm not complaining. I'm telling you the state of Infowars where I come back with all this. So I'm giving $600,000 a year, and the legal bills are about $5 million a year for me. Fighting the deep state Democratic Party. That's cheap, folks. Trump spent like $600 million as of months ago. I don't know what it is now on lawyers in the last 4 years. I mean, they come after you. But it's okay. As long as you support us and get great products that enrich and empower your life, then we stay on air. All right? So get a copy of The Great Awakening or The Great Reset. Great Reset's part one. Get a signed copy. It's a fundraiser. The judge has graciously let me keep part of the money for the book to pay legal bills. They just kind of chose. They said, you may have your book, and you may pay your bills with that. Well, it's not paying the bills. So you have to understand, I don't get the money from the other products. I get the money from the book, and that's the chink in the armor because I can't pay my bills. All right? I literally, you see headlines, oh, he gets $100,000 a month. That's the money of me spending savings that's gone to pay the legal bills. And it doesn't pay a third of them. So I'm going to stop bitching. I'm not bitching. I'm giving you an update. Go get a signed or unsigned copy of The Great Awakening at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the place that I get funds. And there's the judge also said, since you put your own money when I sold my house into buying InfoWars Platinum Line, 7076 Testosterone Boost, Pain MD, and HGH Max Boost, because I put the money in, I get a little part of it. So that's what I'm paid, along with the $600,000 to pay the legal bills. So even if we sell out of all of the InfoWars Platinum Line, which is amazing, private label of already three bestsellers in the country, and it's basically sold out, that doesn't even pay up to half of what I owe. It's okay. God's going to come through. It's okay. Free speech is making enough money. They're in the black a little bit. Some of the crew hadn't had bonuses in years and, you know, hadn't had raises. A few of them actually got raises around here. So that's great. But the point is that if you really want to fund the tip of the spear and really want to support, I need support getting my book and getting the InfoWars Platinum products. Pain MD, which is natural, powerful, works great. 7076 Testosterone Boost, which is a national bestseller under the name I came up with, private labeled. It's amazing. And HGH Max Boost. The HGH Max Boost is almost sold out. It'll be gone in like a week. Okay? And I don't even have the money, the judge says I can do this, to reorder it. You see, because I sold my house, bought that product a year ago. It came in 6 months ago. And so I'm in a catch-22. Not complaining. That's where I'm at. You can also go to defendjones.com, and you can make a straight-up donation of $5, $100, whatever you can. And I appreciate the folks that have done it. And you don't hear me plug it a lot because I don't want to waste time talking about me. But then I'm in accounting meetings, and they're like, dude, you need to find out how to get some money. Okay? So these judges are arbitrary. It's how they operate. Whatever. Great. It's God's plan. Hallelujah. But I need God to work through you and to have you go to defendjones.com, make a donation, or get the book, or get the InfoWars Platinum products at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right, we're going to go to break here. The show will just continue on. Chase Kaiser's gracious guy. He understands I need the time. And I'm going to then finish up with this video, play a few more that are key, show some more documents, and then I'm going to show you Yuval Noah Harari bragging about this, okay? So it's not just Brett Weinstein's analysis or my analysis or countless other people. It's not just your analysis. It's them bragging about it, all right? So that's coming up. This is the Alex Jones Show, Sunday nights, 4 to 6 p.m., Sunday Night Live. We launched before the last midterm. It's popular. We do it. It's got half the commercials of my show because we're not phasing out of talk radio, but talk radio clocks 14 minutes ads an hour. I don't like that. People say, why is this? Because that's how talk radio is. But we've got a lot of stations where we just don't run network ads for ourselves. The stations just get their 7 minutes ads an hour. And so that's what Sunday Night Live is the new model we're going to. And I intend soon, you see me skipping the breaks, to go to that model completely. We've already done it. So there you go. We've already cut the ads basically in half. We'll be right back with the next broadcast. Stay with
me. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com. For the whole family.